Vayter and Shasra Bavasa of Kufnun Vav, pick it up on Kufnun Vav, 8 lines down, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now we know that there's a certain level of age a person reaches, and when they reach that age, and we assume certain things, but that's not always that we assume it, and this is the cases that we're going to see now, and that is that Bodkin Likidushin Ligershim Lachalitza Vilamiunin. Even though, like Rashbam says, that Afal Pishu Ben Yud Gimel Shanim Yom Echad Isha Abbas Yud Bei Shanim Yom Echad, still Lo Samchinen Ashanim Leachzukinu Kigedolim. We don't go out and assume that because they reach age, that means they're Gedolim, but rather we have to check and make sure that they have Shtei Cyrus, right? Chalitza, we know, is if a person is married to someone who dies and with no children, they have a brother, they can do chalitza to get out of that relationship. A miyun is if a girl's married off midor abanim by her mother or a brother, if she wants to reject that, she can do miyun. But limko b'nechzei aviv, in reference to selling, like a yosam selling the property of the father, ashi ben esrim, until they're 20 years old. Sister Shmam hafo gav, I see Cyrus, even though they have two heirs from 12, 13, still, it's only at 20, and that is like this part of the discussion we had yesterday's daf, that either 18 or 20. The bedakna likidushin, once we check in reference to marriage, ligerish and lamali, then why do we have to check again in reference to divorce? Right? We said you have to be a certain age for kidushin. Once we check that, and that's good to go, so what's the divorce part? Lo nitzcha el yibam, this is talking about yibam, and because yibam can work by someone who's a katan. It's not related to the Mishnah Nida. Ben tisha shalom yom echad shabal yivim tokena. If a 9-year-old boy, 9 years and one day, has a relationship with his dead brother's wife to do yibam, he can be koner through that. The ing knows and get atikto, but he's not able to give a get until he is a gadol. I'm not sure if to check. Lachalitza. What about in reference to chalitza? What's that talking about? Lafukim and Rabbi Yosi damar ish kasev v'parsha, who says that the word man is written in that area of the pasuk of chalitza? So if im lo yachbots ha'ish lakachas es yifimto, aval isha bein gedola bein ketana, but a woman, she can do chalitza whether she is a gadol or gedola ketana. Kamash belan demakshirin isha liish. You would have thought that that would be the case. No, we make a hikash between the two. The lo Rabbi Yosi, which is not like Rav Yossi's opinion. Rav Yossi comes along and he says that a woman can be even younger, but we're coming to say, in our state, in our mission, not like that. And me and also Lafukim and Rabbi Yehuda, Tanka Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Achi Yirbe Shachar, who says that he can do Mian until there is more black. What does that mean, more black? Chris Baum explains, based on the Gemara Nida, that a girl can get rid of this marriage through doing Mian until she has two hairs that are long enough to lie on the skin, which makes it look like it's black, right? And this is after she gets to a certain level. Kamash Balan, the lo Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's going to tell you, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, that that Mian is just like the other case also of Chalitza and marriage and divorce. We just have to find that there's two hairs over there, and the Shmuel is knocking off Rabbi Yehuda's statement over here that a girl can do Mian until it's long enough to darken that whole area over there. But in reference to selling the property of the father, the yasam is considered a katan until he is 20 years old. And this is coming to exclude the opinion that says it's 18. And that would be Rav Bashim of Nachman. What's a halacha? After all these discussions, tochzman kalifnezman, within this man, it was like before this man, it's got to be 18 in a day. Yeah, right. We just passed that's 20. You actually have to be not the 20th year, but 20, which means not when you turn 19, which means you started your 20th year, but once you started 20, Velchus like Gidol by Menasha, and Velchus like Gidol by Menasha, that as the Rashbam explains, the Ben Yud Gimel Yodea B'masamata and Mochim itself, if that a kid is 13, but he knows business dealings well, he can sell his father's property, a filu mikarkoi, even karka, dealu mitatle, a filu peutos, kvar shismochrin, right? Because if you're dealing with even young mitatlin, and even a young kid from 6 years can do it. That a boy who's under 20 years old can be made about mitatlin, but not about karka, that a 30-year-old kid can give his father's land away as a matana. Like all of them, that we check for the hairs before a marriage, divorce, chalitza, mian, and before he sells the father's land, boom. With the last one, though, it also has to be 20 years old, says Rashbam, like we had said. You got to be 20 to sell that stuff. Let's look at the Halakha Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to bring out something very fascinating. That is, we were talking about how a Shechivmira can go and give out all of stuff, even just speaking it without writing it down or any shtar or something like that. But now we see maybe that's not so clear. Not everyone agrees. How Mechalik Chaz about people? Someone goes, Mechalik gives over his properties through his mouth, through speaking it out. He says, go give this to this person after I die. Belazar Omer, Echad Bari Vechad Mesukan, whether this person is healthy or he is very sick, it does not work. Nice try. Nothing over here. Can't go to work. He argues this idea that the Shchimira can do it just by speaking, and he says that a sick person has to use the same idea as a healthy person, even if he's giving away everything. And if a kinyan is done, then it remains like there in force, even if the person gets better. That real property, aka land of the something of the sort, can be acquired through, that's how it's done, money, shtar, or chazaka. The only way to be called them is through Mashiach. What's up, Mashiach? Beep, turn the page. Kuf nun vav omabayz. Amrullah, the Chumash said to Elazar, Maisa be'iman shel b'nei Rochel. There was a story with the mother of the sons of Rochel. That was this Rashbam. Rochel is Shem Avihan. That was the name. Rochel is a guy's name. So there was the mother of the sons of Rochel. She was sick. Va'amma, this should sound familiar because I'm pretty sure we did this Gemara. That's why it does sound familiar to me. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kuftan Aleph, Amud Beis. And we also saw Gittin Daf Yudalim Beis. So the mother was sick and she said, Va'amma Tnu. Kvinasi libiti, give over my hair pin, chashva pin, type of jewelry, to my daughter. Vehi b'shtemasar mana, and it was worth 12 mana. V'mesa, and then she died without actually giving. They didn't give it over. V'kimu es divrea, the chum, they upheld her words and they gave it to the daughter because she said that. Amar leham, as I said, b'nei Rochel tikbereim iman, the sons of Rochel, their mother should bury them. In other words, what they're saying, they were Rishayim. Says the Rashbam, the Rishayim hayu, v'halavai shetikbrem imam, and halavai the mother should have buried them, because in the first time of a Gemara, v'kunsu was a kanas, the kunsam rabbanon, l'kayim matnas imam, l'bita below kinyan. Really, it shouldn't have worked like that. Don't bring a raya from there. Just the brothers, a bunch of Rishayim. Therefore, they gave it to the daughter as a kanas on the brothers of there. Tanya, we learned in a braiso, melem, Rabbi Lazar ben Chachamim, there's a story with the Meroni. A Meroni is a place, says Rishbam, Al-Shem Mikom. This person was in Yerushalayim. He had a lot of metaltalin, a lot of movable objects, and he wanted to go and he wanted to give it as a matan, as a gift. Says the Rashbam, this particular person was a Shchiv Meira, and he wanted to give it out. He thought he was dying. And the person he wanted to give it to wasn't there, says Rashbam. And so he couldn't do any sort of kinyan. Amulo, they said to him, Ein lem takana achi yakta al gav karka. There's no way of making this work unless you transfer it over together with karka, with some sort of land, says Rashbam. Ein lem lo takana lizakos bahem a makabel matana lefum mai delo samcha daitan achi yikna. Right, then that's something to the corner. Hachim mefaris prepare a couple of the kedushim and hachim mefaris shop here. So halach v'lakach beisela ad samach Yerushalayim. So what he went and bought a rocky part of land next to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Says Rishbam she'ena roi lizria. Wasn't something which was fitting for planting over there. V'kanu bezol l'shem kain al menas laktos lo. And he just bought it very cheap, you know, because it's like a piece of land. It's a chrefti piece of land to be able to go out to connect the property. What he wants to leave over is metatlon with it. Varmert's phone to the Ploni, he said that the northern part should go to Ploni. V'imo me'at sonu me'at chavios, and with it 100 sheep and 100 kegs. With the Roma the Ploni, and wants the south side to go to the Ploni. V'imo me'at sonu me'at chavios, and the same idea, 100 sheep and 100 barrels, and umes. And then he died after this whole shtickle was done over here. V'kim echam is the Rav, and the Chachamim were mekayim his words, right? They did what he said. Amar lo, so Rabbi Elazar So they said to Rabbi Elazar, Misham Raya, bring your Raya from over there. That you have to do such a shtickle Torah that it can't be with their mouth. Meironi Barihara. That story, the guy was actually healthy. Says Rishpan, Bishas Matana, Avach Kachmes. And when he died, he was a healthy person. Therefore, this by his declaration wouldn't work. But you know, Raya, about what we say, that a Shchiv Meira can do it without having any sort of kinyan, that taka would work. Okay. Now we're ready for the lightning round. Back to our story about the Rochel and the kids being a rush, other for the mother leaving it over actually goes to the daughter because it was a kenas for the brothers. Amalem b'nei Rochel tigrevenu imam my time akaloitlu. Why did he curse them in such a way? What did they do? Amar v'yudam ha'shmuel makayme kotsim b'kerem hayu, because there were people who kept kotsim, these thorns, in their vineyards, these thistles. Everyone who just upholds it and leaves it there is going to be kilayim satchalo, which means they let their stuff grow over there for the animals to go and eat, which was kilayim, and just upholding it, leaving it without taking it away is already an issur. From Elazar Tamein Rosa goes according to his own logic. It's a now, and we learned it a Mishnah. Hamakayim kotsa mekarim. Someone goes to Makayim kotsa mekarim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Kodesh. This person is. You've now assered the land. Kadesh, meaning from the Lashon of Kedusha, have separated. You can no longer take from this and is done. No, the only time it's going to be that it's going to asser the whole thing is it's something which would be upheld by most people. And since most people don't keep the coats in their thistles, therefore they're not condemning it and they're not assering the whole thing. But since Rabbi Lazar holds that the Kotzim do that, he cursed the sons of Rochel, who were the ones who maintained that field. Bishlam Karkum Chazi. It makes sense. The Rabbi Elazar would ask if it's a field of karkom, which is a type of plant, type of plant. So it makes sense. The Rabbi Elazar would say it because, you know, some people would actually use that. Ella kotzim laichazi. Why would anyone leave over and maintain these things over? It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to continue my time. The Rabbi Elazar, she came ba'arvia in Arabia. Arabian night. However you say the word. Mekayim kotzim b'selzakam land. They used to keep in the fields for their camels. It says Rashbam, Rabbanim Basar Ruba Da Alma Azli Sheinim Mekayim and Sodas Like a Million People Don't Keep in the Fields. Amar Rabbi Levi Zok the Heilig Rabbi Levi Koden Kinyan Mishchiv Mira Afilu B'Shabbos. You can do a Kinyan with a Shchiv Mira even on Shabbos, like Chalipin or something of the sorts. V'lo Lachos Shadivi Rabbi Elazar. We're not worried about Rabbi Elazar that says that it needs to be doing a Kinyan. That's not the reason why. Ella Shema Tichov Daito Olav. We're worried that people are going to go ahead, they're going to lose their mind, they're going to get worse, and therefore they allow it to go and to do this type of thing so that person doesn't get all nervous, right? Maybe they didn't have the opportunity to give over to everything. They're worried what's going to happen, and it's going to become worse. So therefore the Chum said that, okay, we could do this, okay, we could do a Kenyan, even though they're abundant generally, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.